My guest at this time is Virginia Republican Congressman Dave Brat. He has joined us a number of times to talk about what he thinks ought to be part of tax reform legislation. He voted for the House version, which passed before the Thanksgiving Day recess. Now it's the Senate's turn, and we already have at least two Republicans who say that they can't support the current version of the legislation. So what might emerge from the Senate, and what can the House live with that might come out of the Senate? And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
Hey, you bet. Thanks, Greg.
We're seeing a number of reasons why folks are a little bit hesitant in the Senate. The two that have come out formally against the current version of the Senate tax bill, which is different than the House version, are Steve Daines of Montana and Ron Johnson of Wisconsin. And both of them seem to be concerned about the disparity between the tax breaks for larger businesses, mainly corporations, compared to pass-through businesses. And so I guess the answer is to either beef up the benefits for the small businesses or to take a little bit back from the corporation. So what do you think they want, and how do you think that can be addressed?
Yeah, well, I agree with them, but, you know, within the framework, they both know we got about $1.5 trillion to deal with in terms of the total, you know, true tax cuts. There's about $6 trillion tax cuts and $4.5 trillion pay fors. And so on net, they know there's only so much to put around, and so you want it to be as pro-growth as you can be. And I'm with them. I think that you got to make it as equitable as you can with the S-corps. And I said that in within the Republican conference early on, because my district is all small business, and so I'm fighting for them. And then the NFIB is the small business lobby, and they said no at first. And so then on the House side, they got a lower rate on the first $75,000 for small business. I think it's about 9%. And so that's a net winner, but it's still probably not equitable. And so these guys are fighting, but I think you know that they'll probably be able to maneuver. They all know we have to have these tax cuts go into effect, and so it's going to be a net win for everybody. And even on the S corp side, right, the income flows through to your personal income tax, and on the first $90,000 for a married couple, it's 12%. So that's pretty good, and everybody gets that. And then on the next 25%, you know, that goes all the way up to $260,000. And so you're taking care of, you know, two-thirds of the country there probably. And so that's my basic – I think they're going to get to yes, in other words. But, you know, there's going to have to be probably a little give on the S-corp to make it a little more equitable.
The CBO has said that this will be least beneficial, the Senate bill we're talking about now, to middle and low-income people. Is that based on raw dollars in the tax cuts? What's your reaction to that report?
Now, I think that's probably based on the teachings of Karl Marx. I mean, I don't know. I mean, it's they've been so wrong so many times on everything they do, right? I mean, now you have Obamacare in Charlottesville. The report came out a week ago. CBO said, you know, Obamacare is going to lower the price of health care. Now the premiums for a family are $30,000. The deductible is $9,000. So you got to pay $39,000 before you see $1 of insurance. And so that, you know, there's CBO's infinite wisdom on scoring the cost of these things. And so, I mean, is capitalism good for the poor, or is communism and command systems and top-down, you know, I taught, you know, third world economics and the history of econ. The history of nations is the history of poverty, unless you have capital accumulation. If you get your workers to work with capital, and then you got to incentivize capital, which we're going to do in this plan, right? We're going to have a deduction, a first-year deduction for all capital. And you're going to put more capital in the hands of your workers. They're going to get richer. Wages have been flat for 30 years underneath CBO thinking and Democrat thinking. And the Democrat competition, which it is more socialist, there's no doubt about it, they want to increase taxes $10 trillion, increase spending $11 trillion, and they end up with more debt than we do in our tax piece, even after they raise taxes $10 trillion in the Progressive Caucus budget and tax plan. And so I don't listen to them. I wish the mainstream media was more fair in the messaging, and our team needs to just do a much more aggressive job of messaging about the benefits of free markets. I hate to go on and on, but China and India, for all their history, made about $1,000 per person per year, and now they're up to $10,000 because in the last 20 years they've transitioned to free markets and capitalism, and they're incentivizing business. And that's 2.5 billion people, all children of God, that now have some proper, you know, food and nutrition and electricity and et cetera. And so, it, for me as an economics professor, I don't know what CBO is thinking.
Last question, sir. I know you've got to run. Obviously, you've made a key point here that you believe the Republicans have got to get to yes here. Is there anything that's either in the Senate bill or is being discussed or demanded to be put into the Senate bill that would make you question a yes vote?
No, not right now. Everything's kind of give and take, but I think they're going to have to, you know, I think they're going to have to get rid of that individual mandate because that's $320 billion worth of benefit, you know, that you can throw at small business and help pay for the Medicare piece people are talking about and pay for some of these, you know, political hot buttons that aren't that big of a price tag, but they just cost you an ulcer. And so I hope they include that piece because that'll cover a lot of pain. And if they don't, I mean, we're just going to have to do the best we can within the constraints we have. But, right, yeah, I'm a yes. Just our economy needs it. And you see every day on the financial channels, if anyone hiccups and there's two votes no, the market goes down. Right? So, I mean, that's an objective reality that's out there, that this is baked in the cake. And if we don't come up with these tax cuts, the economy will not continue to grow like it has been. It's been flying high, and consumer expectations are high, and that's where we want to keep it. The American people are getting upbeat again. So I guess I'll end on that upbeat note.
So the bullish economy is based a lot in anticipation right now of you guys getting this done. Congressman, thanks very much for being with us today. We'll talk to you soon.
Hey, thanks, Greg. Appreciate it.
You bet, sir. Virginia Republican Congressman Dave Bratt represents Virginia's 7th Congressional District, member of the House Budget Committee. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.